Well, it's another emergency edition of Radio Free Cybertron. That's, what, the fourth one this week?
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
So, guys, I have some good news, I have some bad news. The good news is San Diego Comic-Con did not get spoiled by any toy leaks. The bad news is literally everything else going forward just has been.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel so like to bring you that news on such short notice, I'm XV. I'm joined by Matt, a.k.a. Melvar.
Hi.
Headmaster Don.
Everybody.
Diecast.
Hey, everyone. I just want to preface this conversation by saying,
there you go.
We don't like leaks.
I hate them.
But we have to talk about them because we are Transformers news. So if it's news, we have to talk about it.
Yep.
Rob Clay.
Hi.
And Jason Kirk, our special guest producer.
Hello.
And co-host, of course.
Yes, thanks.
Good to have you here, Jason.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You're a good time.
Oh, thank you.
Whoa.
I'll take it.
Jason Kirk for a good time call.
That's right. Oh, that's fine. Oh, wait. No. Let me not give out my phone number. Good idea.
Just tweet it like Don.
Hold on. So, we had a little bit of a leak today. Now, what this appears to be is a Hasbro Asia presentation document that somebody took pictures of while it was on Skype on their computer. Because, you know, as you do, path of least resistance.
Yeah.
Take a picture of a picture on your screen.
Screenshots. They're easy to do.
and it's probably more stable than using Skype.
Well, most things are, Don. So we seem to have, as far as we can tell, the entire 2018 product lineup for Power of the Primes in front of us now.
Wow.
Yeah. And again, I'm just saying that this looks like it's legit. I don't see how this much stuff can be faked. I'm no expert on this kind of stuff, obviously. But, you know, it grain of salt. Just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so let's talk about that. Like, skepticism is always a good thing to have. I fully agree with that. There's a thing is taking skepticism too far, like Paladin's doing right now, who has leveraged his entire Kamen Rider collection on the basis that this is, in fact, fake.
I don't see how this could be a fake. I mean,
that's
they're
kind of the thing. Like, so we've got pictures of toys among these slides that we have never seen before. Even though about half of the stuff is placeholder images, some of which tracks back to just like fan art. There is enough of it that is stuff that could not have been obtained in any other way except to be a legitimate internal document.
Yes.
So while the skepticism is a healthy thing to have and taking the time to really examine what's in veracity, I'm pretty sure this is real.
We know that this is very preliminary, so things could change. There could be something that's taken out or added in or
unlikely, because we know there is about an 18-month turnaround time on the toy designs. So even the latest stuff on this list, which would go beyond July of next year, according to the internal dating on this, that stuff would already be far enough along that they probably would not be able to easily change or cancel that without taking some losses. And if they can at all avoid that, they will.
And even the stuff we're seeing that's just like illustrations, like judging on the stuff we've been getting and the stuff that has already been confirmed by Hasbro, I don't see any of this being a stretch to believe.
Right.
Yeah.
The only caveat I would put on that is that I would not be surprised if that Outback actually ends up with an Outback head when all is said and done. It was probably just easier for the internal documents to
it's a mock-up. It's just like when we would get promo stuff of upcoming BotCon sets. Like the earliest stuff would always be Photoshops, and sometimes the heads would just be drawn, like literally drawn on because they don't have a sculpt done. This is just one step below that, where they're just straight up recoloring the toy that exists in front of them or the stock photos like I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that upsets me about what I've seen so far is when we get into the one of the slides, it proves I was wrong.
But see, I like that. I don't even know what you're talking about yet, but I like that.
That's a bonus. What are you talking about?
We enjoy Diecast being proved wrong. It's a great time.
It is. Okay, so let's go through these one at a time. I'm going to skip over to the Titan Master, or the Prime Master slide, because I think that's what's first in the T-Formers gallery.
Get comfy, folks.
Yeah, it's going to take a couple minutes. We got three waves of Prime Masters. So we already knew Liege Maximo with a Skullgrin suit was in Wave 1. So along with that is Micronus Prime and Cloudburst is the Pretender Shell. And the other one is Vector Prime with Metalhawk. So if you think about it, we're getting that Metalhawk in the next box set. Prime Masters are the same size as Titan Masters. Prime Masters go inside the Pretender Shells.
Indeed they do.
Do the math, carry the two, you know. Basically, you can have your Pretender Metalhawk, have Metalhawk inside, and also have, like, a full transforming robot mode. It's kind of elegant when you think about it.
Yeah.
I also, I did not notice this at first. I saw somebody else mention this, I think, on AllSpark. If you look really closely, the human Pretender Shells, they do not have faces. They have openings inside where you should be able to see the Prime Master's face through the visors.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't see those pictures that closely.
I don't think it's something you'd really pick up on until you know to look for it, because then when you look, you can see there's like dark spaces where the faces would be, and it kind of fits together that way.
Yeah, nice. Sort of like sort of like Brain Masters.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
In the
most fake sense.
Yeah. And as many other gimmicks as they've thrown into this, I would not be surprised if that was intentional.
And in Wave 2, we have Submarauder with Alchemist Prime and Landmine with Alpha Trion.
I just want to say for the record, I still hate the name Alchemist Prime.
I mean, it's not much of a name, really.
Yeah.
That's like the most title of titles.
That's like somebody's 3-year-old was trying to say Optimus Prime and messed it up. I mean, that's what that is.
But Submarauder, though.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have thought Submarauder ever?
I do like that they found a way to bring back Pretenders, but in a kind of an unobtrusive way. So you still get your Pretender concept, but it's not like the line-wide gimmick that everything's a Pretender.
And if you think about it, yeah. Like, Fangy and Repugnus really were the prototypes for what we're seeing now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had the really fully formed animal modes that were basically little figures unto themselves that the things just fit into. It really is just like, okay, here's our test to make sure this will work right and that, like, people will be into it. And it really has worked out, and they've just expanded on it now.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Don. This is the best way, I think, to do these.
The only way I would see this done different would be to have the Legends price point be the Pretenders, so that the Pretenders could be a little bit more articulated. It would still be the Titan Master size figures that fit inside. It'd be like Brawn, basically. Everything is a variation of that, where it's got the cavity in the torso where you can fit it in and close it, but it's also like a fully functional little action figure.
Yeah, I would rather have my Beachcomber, thank you very much.
From Hasbro's perspective, since they added that $4.99 price point, whether it goes up a dollar, I'm sure that's a price point they don't want to lose, because that's more product on the shelf.
That's their impulse buy territory right there. That's going to be something they're going to want to, A, hold on to, and B, keep on that price point as long as they can, just like they held on to Deluxe at $10, $11 for over a decade.
Yeah, I think I've bought every single one of them, so it's working out pretty well for them so far, I think.
So one of the things lending credibility to this leak is that these first two waves worth, these are pictures of the toys. They're not like placeholder images or mock-ups of anything. These are like actual prototype photos that are like photoshopped into color.
Yeah.
Now, Wave 3, we have representations of. Those are done with existing assets. We have Bludgeon, Bomb Burst, and Octopunch. Hopefully, Octopunch looks like the placeholder image and has the extra tentacle arms. That'd be fun. Or at least the diving bell.
Yeah.
You need to get some of those iconic Octopunch features in there, not just like ducks on the chest. Thanks, BotCon.
two ducks, one cup.
Wow, Don.
Yikes.
Don.
So, hey, how about those legends?
Not bad.
And this is where it gets a little bit interesting, because the first thing we have is a brand new Dinobot.
Yes.
Yay.
Well, brand new to G1 styling, but
yes.
We've seen Slash before.
No, we haven't. That toy doesn't exist. It's like Blazemaster.
Does it deserve that though? Really?
Have you seen it?
I mean, yes, but I'm still saying, you know, it's still Blaze Master is, I mean, does it deserve that? Because Blaze Master is a special time, is a special kind of sub.
Yeah, I've never really seen anything like it before. But so we have Dinobot Slash, which turns into a little Velociraptor. We have a new mold Windcharger again.
Thank God.
I'll take it.
Yeah, really.
It looks pretty good from the photo.
The last one was not very good.
Nope.
I'm hoping it'll be at least as good as the reveal of the shield. Otherwise, the reveal of the shield will still be my Windcharger.
Well, in any case, it will be better than the Combiner Wars one for sure, because how could it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the tailgate version of that mold, and that is currently my son's Transformer because I don't want it anymore.
This is my tailgate.
Yeah, and that's another reason, too. I got rear end.
So also is the Beachcomber that we saw at STCC, and a rerun of Shrapnel.
This is the part that I was like, this kind of adds some validity to it, is because
who would do that?
Who would do that? Yeah.
It's actually, I was thinking about this. This is actually a kind of a very sensible thing, because it's been a few years since Shrapnel originally came out.
By the time this comes out, it will have been 4 to 5 years since that was first available.
Yeah, and we got Bombshell and Combiner Wars and Kickback and Titan's Return, and for people who came in on those and did not get Shrapnel, this is going to be very useful for them.
Or you can do what I did, which is get on eBay and pay a little extra for it, because I'm dumb.
I wouldn't be terribly surprised if we saw Bombshell turn up again within the next 2 years.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see a 3-pack at this stage.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised we haven't yet.
I'm surprised Takara didn't do that in the first place.
That's what I was going to say, Takara. Yeah.
So for Wave 2, now we are just getting into art assets. We have Battle Slash and Road Trap. And if you think about those names for a minute, and the colors, the Duocons seem to have evolved a little bit.
Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure looking at the art for Battle Slash, that is not the art for Battle Slash, but for the combined Battle Trap.
You might be right.
Just looking at the legs and the fact that they are in Road Trap's colors, that just leads me to believe that's what that is.
Yeah, you may very well be right there, which would also explain why the art for Battle Slash does not have obvious large arms anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because Road Trap definitely has giant legs.
Yes.
Yeah.
As you do. It reminds me a little bit of a smaller Energon Rodimus.
Yeah, now that you mention it.
Kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The third thing underneath that, which does not have its name tag, but is still pretty plain, is a new tailgate. So, good news, Jason.
Yes.
I can get another tailgate. Woo!
Yes, your son will have another new toy.
Exactly. I'm going to give him rear end. No, I'm not going to. But yeah, hopefully it's better than the last one.
Well, same with Windcharger. I mean, it's got to be better than the last one.
It would be hard not to be.
And then in Wave 3, we have Cindersaur, which is a recolor of Slash. And our Outback we were talking about before, with no new head yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a brawn.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. Yeah. Honestly, if they do that in Outback colors, even if it has the brawn head still, I will still gladly get it. Like, shapeways or some other way, there will be a replacement head for it out there that I can put on it.
I think minimum he should have the little wings on his shoulders, though, like the door wings or whatever they are.
I don't recall Outback having...
Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. Even the animation model had those, which were left off of bronze.
Yeah.
So probably not, you know.
Yeah, I doubt it. That would be, you know, too much remolding for our legends.
And there's not really anywhere to, like, get them to come from. You know, the way it transforms, they'd be just sticking out of the vehicle mode awkwardly. There's not really a way to make that work.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty solid-looking Legends lineup, and it, like... There's enough in here, like Windcharger and Tailgate, that it really starts to feel like this whole thing's more credible just from this point.
And like you said, this Wave 3 says 7/1/18 on the top, so you're talking literally a year from now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and since we're only seeing 3 waves of these, there's 2 possibilities I'm entertaining for this, which one is that there is a 4th wave and it's just not developed quite enough yet to be on this presentation, or they are reducing the amount of product for next year, and these dates are when they expect distribution to start, with saturation dates being up to 2 months later. So in practice, while this is 7-1, it would be in a majority of stores closer to August or September even. So from their perspective, that could carry the line out through the end of the year before the 2019 stuff starts rolling in afterward.
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is we might have a bit of a drought.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say it's not a movie year, but I guess they're all supposed to be movie years from now on. So
we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, not so sure about that anymore.
I said supposed to.
Yes.
It's going to get G.I. Joe'd and pushed back a year.
Oh, God.
Just remember, this stuff was planned when they still thought there would be a movie every year.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, good point. Good point.
But it's a good thing that the Prime Masters and the Legends give this some credibility, because once you get to these deluxes, you just think that this is the biggest load of fantasy. Because the first two things you see on here are Dinobots. Like, the classic Dinobots we've been asking for over a decade, there they are, first thing on the deluxe slides. Of course, if this really was fantasy, they'd all be Voyagers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
In a perfect world.
But these are toy images of Slug and Swoop, or Slag. What?
I'm going to assume Slug. It's hard to make out on these screen grabs, but let's assume Slug until we know otherwise.
Assume Slug until proven guilty.
Yes.
The only disappointment I have in Swoop is that the torso isn't blue, but that's just the cartoon talking to me.
Mm.
Do you normally listen to cartoons when they talk to you?
Yes, Don. Otherwise, how would I know the dialogue?
Makes total sense to me.
Yeah. And then we have the two figures we already knew about, which is Dreadwind and Jazz. We saw those at SDCC. Wave 2 has the other two Dinobots in it. So we've got Snarl and Sludge, who is not Slog anymore.
Yeah, it's really going to be weird having a deluxe Sludge.
Yeah.
That's just seems wrong.
Well, even the image on the picture looks tiny compared to the other Dinobots. So.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how much of this they were actually saving for HasCon to be like this big reveal. Like, look, we have Dinobots now, which is something we've been wanting for such a long time.
I'm assuming Waves 1 and 2.
My guess is everything that has an actual toy photo right now is stuff that would have been shown at HasCon.
Yeah.
Because that's the stuff that's far enough along in development to have actual professional-looking slides and not just cartoon screen caps that have been mildly recolored.
Like, and this may...
Everything else is our New York Toy Fair that has just been spoiled for us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, this is, honestly, may spoil HasCon for me. I may not go because of these leaks.
You were still going?
I'm still going as of now.
Okay, so here's the thing to think about that, though. The presentation panel, which they were going to do three times, that has been spoiled. They already have said in the documentation for HasCon that no photos or video would be allowed for that. For attendees, it would be a special thing to see that, but it would also probably be in the display cases right afterward. So even with this, you would still get to go and have a firsthand look. You'd be able to take pictures and cover it from different angles than we're seeing in these slides. Like, there's still value to going there and seeing it.
And we'd rather not depend on Kilby for something that important, so you should totally go.
No, he would get awesome photos. He's good at that.
Diecast, he's not listening right now. You don't have to say that.
Yes, he is.
He's always listening.
He's always listening.
He wasn't until you said his name. Don't you know how this works?
Two more times, they'll appear.
You know, I almost want to test that.
This is just so nice because we're actually getting the combiners that we said we wanted in Combiner Wars that they didn't have time to finish, because
except for Dinobots, nobody wants combining Dinobots.
Are they combiners or are they not combiners?
It looks like it.
Everything else is a combiner.
Grimlock's a Voyager and the other four are deluxes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow, we've always said we wanted a combiner Dinobot.
I have never said that at any point in my life ever.
Well, there have been people.
The other thing is one of the auxiliary slides actually has a combiner hand on one of the Dinobots' chests, so that kind of proves out.
That'll be interesting, though. I'm
Diecast, you know what happened the last time there was an officially sanctioned Dinobot combiner? It's called the Beast. You should go look that up on the wiki. It's awful.
Okay.
Literally one of the worst pieces of Transformers fiction.
But at least there's Dinopope in between.
This is true. It's just, not the same Dinobots.
No.
Oh, I hope this Dinobot combiner head has a Pope hat.
That would be great.
I may have to engineer something if it doesn't.
And, you know, Grimstone would be a decent name for a combiner with Grimlock as the core.
Yeah.
That is true.
If they even name the combiners. Yeah, none of these internal documents that we're looking at make a direct specific mention of Voyagers and Deluxes combined with each other.
Yeah.
So that's kind of curious in and of itself. So the other items in Wave 2 are Blackwing, which is the renamed Darkwing. Ripper Snapper, that's kind of leading us into Wave 3.
Spoilers. Finally. Yes.
And Moonracer. So Wave 2 actually has five things in it.
Okay, here's Moonracer.
Moonracer is one of the original female Autobots from G1.
Yes. That's right. That's what Matt was talking about.
And so is Firestar, which, stay tuned.
And that's what I was saying about RC, if they had done a new mold to get more of the female Autobots from the Search for Alpha Trion to, back during the Dawn cast.
Turns out we didn't need a new mold for that.
Yeah. But now
getting a new mold for that. It's just it's going to be used for both Moonracer and Firestar.
Not a new RC mold is what I'm saying.
This is true.
I was going to say, do you think that the Firestar or Novastar mold is a redone cup, or is it a new mold? Because I really couldn't tell from the pictures.
Well, it's an old asset.
It appears very, very much like the Moonracer. So I imagine they are basically the same toy in different colors.
Yeah.
Possibly different heads.
Probably different heads. That's not so difficult to do.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, these pictures are just character models. And as, exactly. Chris McFeely pointed out on Twitter, they picked the wrong character model for Moonracer.
And also,
as in, this is a fan recreation and not the actual character model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not the only place fan art exists in this presentation, let me tell you.
Right.
Okay.
So this is an assortment with five figures in it. Our previous comments about Sludge probably being small are therefore compounded because of a five-figure wave budget. But I think Blackwing being a reused mold from 2 or 3 years ago probably helps the budgeting a little bit. So it'll probably still balance out reasonably, and that's the only thing that lets me think that the five figure wave presented here is credible, because otherwise it doesn't really track with how things usually work.
And they just do a five figure wave in Titan's Return,
right? But that had two recolors in it,
right? But it was I was just saying a five figure wave isn't out of the question.
Oh, there absolutely not.
There's always the possibility that Moonracer is also a reuse of one of the Combiner Wars car molds.
I would think if that's the case, they would mock it up with the actual toy.
I don't know. Is anything there in Wave 2 a mock-up other than Blackwing, which, of course, they had to display?
I'm not even sure that Blackwing is the toy we saw at SDCC.
Which, if not, also kind of lends credence to this being real, because they would have just used a picture of that if they could for the if you were going to fake this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, Moonracer could be short packed as well, because of course it would be. We have no idea when this asset was created. It could have been created pre San Diego
June 29th, 2017.
Okay.
Because the Hasbro employee who probably put this together, after his name, which is repeated en masse in the background, there is a sequence of numbers. 17629, which I can only assume means June 29th, 2017.
It would, and when I was tracking down information on this, I found that this name does correspond to a brand manager for Hasbro who is in China, and that would be a Chinese dating system, yes, because that's the same one that the Japanese use, year, month, date.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I didn't even notice that name in the background until you just said something.
It was the first thing I noticed, because I was like, oh, here's something I can use to track this down by. And
see,
yes,
what you have to remember is that
Hasbro employee.
We have to remember is that there's a lot of different ways brains can be wired. Diecast is more focused on the foreground and the bright colors and like the subject of the thing. Whereas me and Rob are more like, okay, let's examine every pixel for the last scrap of data we can get out of it to actually figure out what's going on here.
Well, you guys are the toy detectives, so you should be.
That's why we're the toy detectives. Okay, so in Wave 3, we've got four more figures. One of them's a rerun. Jazz reruns in Wave 3. But that doesn't really matter, because the other figures are Terracons.
Mm-hmm. All the remaining deluxe Terracons.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking some of these names will probably get changed before release. It's not uncommon for presentations like this to use placeholder names that don't adhere to the trademark requirements.
Yeah,
we definitely not get a Cutthroat Twin. Yeah,
Cutthroat may be kind of hard to sell on a kid's toy these days.
Yes, yeah. And in Beast Hunter, Sinner Twin was renamed Twin Strike.
Mm-hmm.
So
Blot better stay Blot though, because Blot's a cool name.
I want to say Blot was Blight at one point.
Yeah, Blot was Blight.
Crap.
But Blight is also a really good name.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
it's one of the few good villain names that Batman Beyond came up with.
Ooh.
Yes.
And then Wave 4 is mostly reruns. Like, there is not an original mold in this wave, but there is one new figure, which is Nova Star, which is Firestar renamed, and then reruns of Blackwing, Slag, and Rippersnapper, just for maximum randomness.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, Rippersnapper makes a little bit of sense, since, you know, given the wave distribution, the first run of him might be gone by the time the other Terracons hit, so you'll have another shot at, you know, getting all of those.
Right. The other two are kind of random, though.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't do Blackwing and Dreadwing together, actually.
Well, they didn't, like, they're not in a wave together otherwise either, so I assume they're trying to spread out the semi-similar looking jets.
That's true, and that's kind of explains this whole wave, because we've got one of each of the four basic body types we've seen, you know, or four teams, basically.
Yeah. Although teams is something you have to kind of use loosely here, since the only complete teams are the Dinobots and the Terracons.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's not enough figures to actually assemble a third combiner with any unified factioning to them. No, not yet.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if instead of Jazz, that Wave 3 ends up being Ricochet, a.k.a. Stepper?
I'd be cool with that. There's also been throwing around, like, it would make a good jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to do something different in similar colors. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
You know, even give me, probably not BotCon Treadshot, but maybe Kickoff. I hope that Jazz mold is as good as this one, even though I know it won't be.
As long as it's decent.
Yeah, as long as it's better than the Fall of Cybertron one.
Yeah. Which is better as Sideswipe.
Yeah, it is better as Sideswipe. It's like Jazz feels like they took Sideswipe and just stripped most of the parts off of it and then sold it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the Voyagers. So in Wave 1, we have Starscream, which we saw, and also Grimlock.
Yay, Grimlock.
I'm going to jump ahead a little bit here over to Wave 3, where we also have Grimlock. It's the same toy, kind of, but it's posed differently, and the colors are a little bit different.
It almost looks like the head is red. Product
number.
You're right. It's 1130 as opposed to 1120, isn't it? Or 1128 or whatever.
It looks like it, yeah. I mean, it's a little blurry, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, 1-1-1-2 and 1-1-1-3, whatever that last digit is, doesn't really matter that much. Yeah.
Is that going to be our Dinobot Megatron?
Well, the colors would be more different if that was the case, though. That's the thing.
Well, do like, you think still... maybe...
Go ahead, Don.
Sorry. Do you think maybe they have a timeline in which they're going to start promoting this hidden combination feature, and they're going to use the Grimlock, since it's already done in Wave 1, to make a case, and then the colored one later on will more coincide with the advertising showing the combiner features and will better fit the combined colors.
You just confused.
So that's...
I'm all confused, too.
Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
Don brings up an excellent point, which is that none of these internal... documents, I think we may have mentioned once before, mentioned combination, even though we know for certain that Jazz and Starscream are geared for it. I think what he's saying is that they, you know, if they wait till like partway through the actual line to spring that on us, they may have some kind of like special power-up recolor for Grimlock to draw attention to it in that wave.
Right. It's just the way the advertising is laid out. They're going to start promoting this combination thing, and the second Grimlock is colored better to fit the Dinobot combiner, but they can also get another figure as a basic recolor out in the first wave. So, I'm just saying, they're just using Grimlock the first time around as a case filler, and then the second Grimlock will be, hey, look what our toys can do, and that'll be the torso that they're showing off in the commercials and stuff.
If the head and fists are red, like they're looking in this too, which could also just be like compression artifacting, because digital images are weird that way. Like, that could lend to some kind of a power-up deco. And it stands to reason, too, because there's not really a lot of things you can recolor Grimlock as.
Beast Wars Megatron.
Right, there's that, and there is Grimlock, by which I mean green and black.
Yeah.
What about blue? Can we get a blue Grimlock?
I would be on board with that.
Yeah,
I'd buy that, actually.
Or Grimlock in purple and Dalmatian spots.
That would work.
Yeah.
Beast Machines T-Rex colors.
Oh, yeah. But looking at the pattern, again, it kind of looks like the red that we're interpreting as part of Grimlock's head may be part of the watermark stamp, etc. So it may just be a separate pose of that Grimlock, and if there is any kind of change to it, we won't know what until, next July.
I feel like there must be some change to it, otherwise they would just use the same pose stock photo again, because that's what they're doing with Jazz and some of the leader toys that are repeating.
Yeah, and like you said, the new number. So
yeah,
and again, if it's a July toy, that means it would probably be really announced at Toy Fair in February.
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Or it could be a San Diego exclusive for next year. That's why the color and the pose is different.
Like this though.
Yeah, these are all like laid out as standard waves. Okay. So I wouldn't assume that.
Oh yeah.
What's the deal with Inferno? That's kind of...
That's Hotspot, but red.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine with me, because my Hotspot was Onslaught, so I'll be able to get...
Supposedly there are Inferno parts existing as alternates on the Hotspot mold.
Okay.
Just like Onslaught has Demolisher parts that were never used.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this is probably just taking advantage of some existing toolings that aren't going to cost them a whole lot to pad out a wave. Basically, this is going to be like the individual release scattershot. I think it's not going to have like team members associated with it specifically. You could, of course, throw on the female Autobots and Jazz.
Wait, make sure they're the arms so it has Jazz hands or Jazz fingers.
I hate you so much.
That doesn't work.
If you throw on female Dino, never mind.
Yeah.
But hey, good news for anybody who wants this, like a Combiner Wars Guard City. Customizing that just got a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
There you go.
So Wave 2, which we've danced all around so far, has Hunger in it.
Yay. One of my favorites.
Finally. Yes.
Terrorcons. I'm really glad, since they're bringing Combiners back, that they're going in a different direction with the two dedicated teams. You know, we're getting our beast molds. It's going to be different transformation layouts, hopefully. I'm not sure how you can map a car or a jet onto a dinosaur, but I wouldn't put it past them.
Nope.
But speaking of mapping things onto a jet, the other Voyager in Wave 2 is Alita 1 as a retool of Starscream.
Mm-hmm. I am not going to complain about getting an Alita 1.
No, no, no.
It's just weird to me, that's all.
Yeah.
I haven't been keeping up with the comics. Has she ever been a jet anywhere before?
No.
Yeah, I remember.
So, the little bits of vehicle stuff you can see on her in IDW currently lends weight to truck, which is what she was in the cartoon.
Yeah.
And the only other thing she's been is a boat in BotCon fiction, because they use Thunderblast because they hate us.
She's been a motorcycle once or twice too, I think.
Yeah,
probably so, because in the movie line that was using the Energon recolors, everybody was a motorcycle at one point or another.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, the good news is it doesn't look like they're using that mold for Skywarp or Thundercracker.
Not yet. Give it time.
Yeah. Give it time.
The disappointment is they're not using it for Leozak yet either.
Yeah.
Takara may save us yet.
Yeah, but
hopefully.
Seems like
bringing that up, it looks like Unite Warriors is probably going to make a comeback.
Yeah. Or if yeah, not help Unite us to, Motors, you know, its successor. Yeah.
Something
yeah.
similar.
Yeah. Yeah. Help us, Takara Tomy. You're our only hope.
Yeah. But it's been said many times throughout the years.
Yeah. With Alita 1 and Moonracer and Firestar, could we be seeing another female combiner?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, 2019's assortments could have two more female Autobots from yet another unique mold that's shared between them. Maybe a motorcycle this time.
Mm-hmm.
Get new Chromia out of it and
someone else.
Maybe a motorcycle. For that matter, maybe a motorcycle themed RC. It wouldn't be the first time.
How do you feel about that, Don?
Who knows?
Give us an aileron.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why.
That'll work, yeah.
Yeah. She's important in the comics now, kind of.
Just don't give us an Anode, because no.
Or
no.
If they want to bring Strongarm into the main universe, they've already got the rights to the name. I'm not sure, but if by that point it'll be.
I would be fine with that.
That would be awesome.
Confusing.
Yeah.
Or they could make another Windblade that's a motorcycle.
Sure.
Car Windblaze.
We've been getting like one a year, so.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm thinking, you know, you don't want to. You know, they've done jets to death, and if you make a motorcycle, it can still have the wheels on back to look like the turbines. It's perfect.
It'd just be Combiner Wars Groove with a new head.
Jeez. But it only has one wheel on the back. It's not the same. It's not the same. Let's move on to the leader class. So Rodimus Prime is joined by Optimus Prime.
Which is the surprise of no one.
So you know that Power Master Optimus Prime you bought at the start of Titan's Return? It's kind of worthless now.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Okay, so... the box set. Is there a point now? Because with this, I doubt... Are they going to... Do I have a hope Minerva? For God Bomber? Do I have any hope?
No.
Because this is the new Power Master Prime. It obviously looks like that.
Well, it looks like an Optimus Prime with the Power Master's feature, but it does not look much like Power Master Optimus Prime. I'm still down for getting Magnus Prime, so.
Yeah, you better be. I'm counting on you buying that from me.
Exactly. You know, I like the look of the thing, but yeah, it's not my ideal Power Master Optimus Prime. I think Magnus Prime is probably going to be as close as we get to that, but by that same token, I would not expect to see a God Bomber to go with this either.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do about that.
What would be cool is if, you know, when Takara was doing their pass on this, they added little bits and pieces to make it compatible with the existing God Bomber. So that next year, like at the end of 2018, they can solicit for the Fire Guts Super Jinrai set made off of this mold. So you have to buy another God Bomber with this mold just, you know, because.
Mm-hmm. If they did Fire Guts, I would buy another God Bomber anyway.
Me too. It's orange. What can I do?
Yeah, true.
I'm powerless.
But you know what would be better than an orange God Bomber and Jinrai?
A purple Hot Rod?
A purple Rodimus Prime.
Yes. Hey, good news. We have that in Wave 2.
Mm-hmm.
I can't decide if I love this name or hate this name. It's Rodimus Unicronus.
Can you explain this to me? Because I'm a little...
Well, I actually think I can.
Okay, go for it, Rob.
In the, I believe it was the British G1 comics, there was basically an alternate future where Rodimus Prime was bedridden because he had contained Unicron within the Matrix to keep him from hurting anyone, and so had to spend all of his time and energy keeping Unicron in check. So I'm pretty sure that that's probably the spark of inspiration behind this toy. I'm kind of hoping that deco-wise it ends up looking like Rodimus looks in Lost Light now, because that's a pretty nice color scheme.
Which is the same colors as the masterpiece Dark Rodimus. So, I mean, yeah, I would hope that's the deco they would go with, because it's super, super pretty and also very, like, late G1 looking.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, your explanation is basically on point. Aspects of Evil basically established that Rodimus contained Unicron and got possessed by him a couple times before getting to that bedridden state. Like, the whole story was flashbacks to earlier points, and that was part of those little mini stories in there.
Right.
So I don't know if this is specifically what they're drawing from for that, but you know, it's certainly close in concept. And as a fan of those stories, I can get behind this.
Whatever the reasoning, I'm getting a purple Rodimus Prime, and that's awesome.
Don next.
Yeah. Do you think this is potentially spoiling a upcoming new mold for Unicron, even though we have seen the big Titan Master for in this leak that we've not gotten to yet, they still may do like a special release like Cybertron, or that could be for the next year as
okay,
possible.
Okay, so this is just me, but I think this probably is trying to foreshadow Unicron as the big thing for year two of Power of the Primes. So it, in a way, yes, it would be spoiling that in that it's kind of giving hints that that would be coming down the road. But at the same time, it's an intentional kind of spoiling it.
Yeah, because I was talking to my friend Fred about this today, and he said, well, why not just reissue the original Unicron figure like they did Primus? And I said, well, the problem is that Primus is also $150.
And Unicron has been issued multiple times now, right. and I got the most recent one, and it's not holding up real well.
Exactly. Yeah. Saying they need something that's a cheaper one to reproduce down the road. Otherwise, you're running into this $150 Primus thing all over again with Unicron, because there's so much plastic and there's so much pre-crash technology, the level of materials in this earlier Unicron,
yeah,
that producing it now is very cost prohibitive, except at a higher price point. With them coming out with a new Unicron with current budget constraints, it will still look great as a lot of this other stuff does, but it'll be cheaper to reproduce in the long run for future reissues versus the Armada one. And like you said, Matt, the Armada one is just not holding up all that well.
Mm-hmm. Diecast?
I was thinking that this would tie into Machinima, and Machinima would pick up with the story of Rodimus somehow holding the, you know, Unicron inside him, because we don't really get, you know, cartoon series for our Generations line anymore. So that seems where Machinima is kind of picked up. So I'm assuming we would see something about Rodimus Unicronus in the Machinima series, if that continues.
That's always a possibility. You know, anything that exists, they have the ability to pick up and work with in the future, which is a lot like what John Warden has said when asked about, you know, is this or this specific part of the toy line going to be reflected in the comics or otherwise in the media? Well, they have access to all of this, and, you know, they do great stories if they decide to run with this in how they're interpreting it. You know, we're sure they'll do great. It's kind of like, they don't really know when they're designing this stuff how their media producers are going to necessarily pick up on it. They can suggest stuff, but, you know, Hasbro has traditionally been fairly hands-off on their media licensors. So it's really just up to how the writers and producers decide to handle this. It certainly wouldn't be a bad story hook. It probably would be with Machinima handling it, but just, you know, objectively speaking, it's not necessarily a bad story hook.
But we'd probably see it in IDW as well, so although, you know, you can never tell since Lost Light seems to get a get-out-of-jail-free card from crossovers.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, our friend Cassius mentioned that he's disappointed that one of the leaked leaders isn't Galvatron with a Megatron inside. And
that'd be entertaining.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, my other thought, which I still think is possible for 2019, was Star Saber.
Yeah. And, like, this Optimus kind of is almost calling for an Ultra Magnus recolor.
Yeah, really.
So we have reruns of Optimus and regular color Rodimus Prime across Wave 2 and Wave 3. Wave 3 also will bring us Optimus Primal, which Rob should be happy with what we're seeing here for that.
Yes, the images do show what I was hoping for / predicting, which is a Season 1 Optimus Primal that upgrades into Optimal Optimus, which is pretty much exactly what I wanted out of this.
Now, we shouldn't read too much into this, because that is a photo of the masterpiece, for one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the Optimal Optimus is a piece of fan art from DeviantArt.
Oh, geez.
So, I mean, it is representative of the concepts they're going for, but it almost certainly will not look exactly like what we're seeing here.
Yeah.
So don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, pretty much. It cements proof of intent and proves Rob's prediction, I think. But that's about all we can take from this right now. Oh, there's a little spider.
Oh,
now there's not.
Good.
Dead.
So the final slide from the generation side of things is the Titan IV 2018.
Which
it's
proves
not
Guy
Omega
Cast
Supreme.
Wrong. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not Omega Supreme. It's not Unicron. It's not even Scorponok. It's Predaking.
I like it.
I do too.
But we still have one Titan to go in this Power of the Prime, so
yeah, keep and
my
like
fingers we talking, crossed.
Like we were talking about a couple minutes ago, I wouldn't be surprised if Unicron is the like wrap up thing for this as the 2019 Titan, which could then also transition us into whatever comes next.
Right. Now, I am ecstatic to see Predaking as a possibility. They're doing exactly what I was afraid they were going to do, though, in making it a Titan class. So now we're going to have a second combiner that just towers over everything else in the series.
Yeah.
But for Predaking, that kind of fits.
It does and it doesn't. Over the years, Predaking's got this really overblown reputation as being like the biggest, baddest of the combiners, and like this slide kind of reinforces that that's the perception, because it's Predaking, the ultimate combiner, causes ultimate destruction with the Matrix of Leadership.
he's a big bad battling Dudicus, I will admit that, but
no, he's not. Only one of those.
He can hold the Matrix, but he can't use it.
I can see where they're going with the Predaking and doing it as the Titan class, because with the unified color scheme, you're going to have to do it as a box set.
Yeah.
And Predaking, like Devastator, was never Scramble City. He was not meant to merge with and be interchangeable with other combiners. So it makes sense to do it as a team, as a box set.
And so he was larger than all the Scramble combiners, as I recall.
Yeah.
The original toys were, yeah.
I think he was bigger than all of the other kind of combiners.
Mm-hmm.
So like in toy terms, yes, he was the biggest of the combiners. In a fiction sense, he was never anywhere near as important as the fandom's memories made him out to be.
Yeah, no, his nemesis was Skylynx.
Yeah.
Yes, and he was defeated even easier than Devastator was, often with just like a shot to the chest or back.
Or being pulled over
by
Skylynx's tail.
Mm-hmm.
That happened one time.
It did.
I blame season 3 animation for his critical weaknesses.
Anyway, the Predacons are advertised here as being 5 Voyager scale figures. If this is built like Devastator was, we can assume some variation in that size range, because Razorclaw is going to have to be bigger, otherwise you're going to have a really awkward looking combiner.
Yeah, because without that 6th member, you're not going to have the balance of scale within the set.
Like the only thing I can really think to make this work would be to have the legs form like the pelvis and the lower part of the torso in addition to being the legs, and have Razorclaw plop down on top to kind of simulate what Devastator's got going with the 2 stacked on top of each other.
That does not sound incredibly sturdy, though.
Potentially not, but you know, we trust Hasbro's and Takara's engineering, right?
Right, diecast?
Let me go ask my skull cruncher that keeps falling over. See what he says.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've seen examples in other toy lines, like, you know, there's been several figures from other robot lines where the legs become part of the torso that connect together in like upside down L, and then the torso connects on both sides of it, which would add to some stability in the connection, because they connect horizontally and vertically as well. So they could be looking at something like that where, you know, like you're saying, Chris, there's like a lower torso made from the legs and then the upper torso with. So I think it could be done with more stability than we're thinking. It just depends on how they arrange those connector points.
Go ahead, Diecast.
I was going to say, if you remember Devastator, there was one bot that was really chunky. He was chunkier than all the rest.
Long haul.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is possible, even being a Voyager, he's going to look bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, long haul formed, definitely, leader mass.
Yeah, he formed the upper thighs, the crotch, and a lot of the torso. That's why he was so big.
Yeah, he was the load-bearing mechanism.
Yeah.
The other possibility I'm thinking with Predaking is that since Dive Bomb's wings have to come off and parts form to the backpack anyway, they might take that a little bit farther and have more of Dive Bomb become part of the torso and, like, you know, have it split to be an arm and part of the torso to fill in some of that mass and make the proportions work better.
I think it would be hard to do, but I could be
possibly. But wrong. At the same time, when you come up with a hard to do idea, it's kind of fun to see if they can actually accomplish it and make it work. Because I mean, we've been surprised time and time again in recent years by what they've been able to do in different capacities. Let's move on to the movie slides right now. There's There's less of this, and I don't care about it as much.
So it'll be quick.
Also on that subject, like, Predaking's the thing I've thought about the least since all these leaks came out. Like, it's the thing that's least on my radar from the Power of the Primes, I think.
Yeah.
It's the thing we're going to have to wait the longest for, too, out of all these leaks.
And yet, I don't really care.
I don't know. It's been pretty front and center in my mind. But I'm happy with all the Power of the Prime stuff. So.
Okay, so the quick first things we have are two slides of new Cyber Battalion stuff. One is just like an update of the large Optimus Prime. The other one is introducing Shockwave and Sideswipe into the Cyber Battalion assortment. Of course, it's just using cartoon models, so there's not really much we can learn from it.
Yeah.
Nope.
And of course, these will only be available in certain markets outside of North America.
And on Taobao.
And maybe, you know, and maybe the Universal Store.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next slide we have shows Grimlock and Blackout.
Is that a leader, I don't know if these, Grimlock?
I was going to say, I don't know if these are leader or if these might be supposed to be more movie masterpieces.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't think we need a movie masterpiece Grimlock.
I don't think we need a new leader Grimlock.
But and going Blackout, I would take him either way, leader or masterpiece.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know what these images might be sourced from, if anything. I don't recognize them as existing art or anything, but I'm not nearly as familiar as with the Generations toys.
I am almost certain that the next image, you know, well, you're probably getting ahead of myself, but yeah, I don't recognize Grimlock and Blackout either, because that the details on Grimlock are not right for the leader, which I have.
Right. It's possible it's been, you know, retooled to some extent, or it could be a completely new mold, especially if it is a masterpiece, which I think we all agree we don't need.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, you know, they might import that leader Grimlock into the movie line, but since they've done original molds in Bumblebee and Optimus, I can't see them just dropping an old mold like that into the movie line. Likely
they did
the first
it with
time
the Voyager.
Around. No, I mean no, the Takara masterpiece movie line that basically.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
the first two were basically
at this point we're just unsure whether this is supposed to represent a leader class assortment or new movie masterpieces. We're not necessarily saying that they're going to try to put leader class toys into movie masterpiece. They wouldn't.
Yeah. We just all agree we don't need a movie masterpiece Grimlock, especially because he didn't even do anything in the last movie. He was like a non-factor. He didn't even train
a car.
He rolled over.
And he rolled over. Yeah.
And the movie played dead.
He was comic relief.
Yeah.
Well, that's standard for a Grimlock.
If it's leader class, it's interesting that they're doing another pass on Grimlock, and a lot of people are going to be excited about Blackout. If it's masterpiece, it's just largely inexplicable. That's pretty much all I gotta say about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next slide is where we come into question whether this stuff is actually happening or not, because the dates above all these toys are for 2017, two of which have already come and passed with none of this stuff turning up, but the product numbers are not consistent with this year's products.
So this isn't the movie, what do they call that movie series for overseas that we didn't get?
The Best?
Yeah, The Best.
No, this isn't that.
Okay, because I know we got an Optimus, I know we got a Megatron.
This, like, so the theory is the product codes that start with E are not consistent with any product codes from this year. Mm. So with that in mind, the dates might be typoed.
Oh.
All and those books? Are supposed to be 2018s and not 2017s. And if they are, that pretty much makes them a good bridge into and like side run alongside with the Bumblebee movies line, whatever that may be, because there's not going to be much to go on for that because it's going to have a small robot cast. So if they want to keep this, if they want to keep the movie line momentum going, they're going to need something like, you know, a best of line with classic characters, which I think is what they're going for with this. It's not Takara's movie, The Best line, but it might be our equivalent of it.
Hmm.
Or it's, you know, stuff that got canceled.
Well, if okay, so if it's a typo and it's next year, then maybe would we start hearing about some of the stuff at HasCon, if that's the timing? Or would they wait all the way at HasCon? Okay.
The only thing I can say about all of these, I mean, it doesn't have to be, but they were all leader class figures at one point.
All of these are Voyagers.
Yeah, I'm almost certain those are all Voyagers.
All Voyagers?
The characters were released as leaders, yes, but they were also released as Voyagers. So
first.
Yeah.
And if these are Voyagers and our next year's product, that lends weight to Grimlock and Blackout being a leader assortment for whatever this line shapes out to be.
Yep.
But we have it starting with a Starscream and an Optimus. You'll notice they're also labeled like Transformers 1, Transformers 2. So, you know, specifically a movie 1 Starscream, a Revenge of the Fallen Optimus. I don't know why. You know, Revenge of the Fallen Megatron with the specific tank mode. Brawl, who was only in movie 1. First movie Ironhide, and then in wave 4, specifically Transformers 2 Starscream, which I assume just means it's the first one with tattoos.
Yep, looks like it.
Yeah.
Although it could just be the water color, so.
It's nothing too amazing. Well, like, the picture may not be exactly representative, but that was kind of the thing with Starscream in that, so I assume that's how they would distinguish them. Let's see, what's next?
Blackout,
okay,
right?
That's a closer look at the leader Blackout, the presumed leader Blackout.
These kind of went out of order when I posted them.
It happens. Yep. Okay, yeah. The next slide has some deluxes. So one thing you'll notice here is that there is placeholders that don't even have like placeholder images. They just have like titles.
Yeah.
And it's Transformers 6 Striker 2.
Okay.
Which also kind of lends to this is stuff meant for next year, and they got the date wrong.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because if it was a this year thing, there wouldn't be something for a sixth Transformers movie in it yet.
Right.
That's true.
I mean, you know, there was that Striker Optimus from Japan.
Oh, this is the deluxes.
Oh, deluxe. Okay, sorry.
And then it looks like we get Stinger in both waves, which would also kind of line up with the Bumblebee movie kind of line out.
Yeah.
Line up.
And it's also something that we didn't really properly get here.
Yeah.
So if they were doing a best of movie line, that's something I would think they would want to try to prioritize getting into distribution.
Yeah.
Of course, at the same time, there's no like, you know, deluxe Soundwave or Wheeljack, which we didn't actually get here either.
Mm. Is that a TF6 Jazz? Oh, no. He died in the first movie.
So yeah, we have Striker 2, which is in both waves. There's Stinger in both waves. Wave 1 has Ratchet and Crowbar. And then Wave 2 has Jazz and Lockdown.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's kind of middle-of-the-road choices, I guess.
Yeah.
Nothing too creative, but also it's like you're kind of getting your core cast in there and some special things that didn't really make it the first time around. So it's not a bad lineup.
Yeah, like you said, it's like a movie best line, it seems like, for us.
Yeah.
And that makes sense as a thing to do if you need to pad out a movie line for a movie that's not going to have a lot of robot characters to draw from.
Yeah.
Why, we can't and have also, six Bumblebees in the first wave?
Oh, we will. No.
Please, I mean, no. Please,
historically, God, that's no. been a bad idea, but, you know.
It sure has.
And then the last slide we have is the thing that probably confuses me the most, which is the Transformers Authentics.
Mm-hmm.
Which looks to be like Cyber Battalion, but yet again a step down.
Mm-hmm.
So it says Value Channel. Is this stuff we're going to see at like maybe
Family
know, like,
Dollar, Dollar General?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And seems we've likely. Seen all of these except that yellow one, I feel, and except the Bumblebee.
Now, okay, you, see you the Bumblebee think you've line? Seen them, but these are actually all new figures.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at the features list. So 4 core characters, 4 to 7 step simple transformation, 4.5-inch figures.
Yeah.
We haven't had these designs in 4.5-inch figures before.
Oh, and they're on blister cards.
Yeah, all those battalion things were in boxes.
Boxes, yeah, like Voyager boxes.
Yeah. So
okay, the other thing, too, I'm sorry, Don, if you look up at the top where it says Value Channel 49, the 49 actually represents the price. These are supposed to be in the $5 range.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that leads me to believe it's going to be Dollar General, Family Dollar, you know, chains like that just want something. Now, is there a date given above that? I haven't got that slide in front of me.
Just all it says is spring.
Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, that could be something that they come out with Easter basket if it's early spring, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, stuff that, you know, they want to try to promote at that point in time, or it could be later on, just as impulse items for these smaller dollar chains.
Now, we've seen on some, like, auxiliary merchandise, like, there was a go-kart thing that has characters printed on it, a new design for Bumblebee, and the yellow character here looks like it's kind of taking cues from that design. Like, I think that's the new updated generic kind of classics-ish Bumblebee. Like, that's the direction that's going in.
Yeah.
And if that's a wider thing that goes beyond this, too, like, that might be something we could expect to see in Power of the Primes in 2019, I think. A new deluxe Bumblebee going along that design philosophy.
Okay, yeah.
I would much rather Bumblebee stay in the Legends.
I mean, in one capacity that makes more sense. At the same time, the Legends Bumblebee we have is a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get it right.
Yeah.
And then I believe that's the last of the slides we have.
Yeah, last I see.
Yep.
Yeah, so in the space of about an hour, we have managed to go through the entire next year worth of product.
Yeah, I mean, if there's
a new... Hope you didn't want any surprises ever again.
If there's a new Transformers animated series next year, we haven't seen anything for that. Or if Robots in Disguise continues into next year,
yeah,
we haven't seen anything for that. But otherwise, yeah, this is... Hascon's not going to show you anything new. Toy Fair's probably not going to show you anything new.
Nope.
SDCC has a chance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. About the only thing we can hope for is maybe color changes, the packaging for these.
I mean, at some point we will finally see like actual physical models for some of the stuff that's just concept art now.
Yeah, which would be nice.
And we will see the combiner modes for Grimlock and Starscream and all of those.
Eventually, probably.
Yeah.
Who knows how long they're going to try to sit on that secret?
Possibly not as long at this point.
That incredibly well-kept secret.
Yeah, it's like the best-kept secret in Transformers.
How long until one of those falls off the truck?
Now, sadly, that's true.
The only thing we haven't seen.
One interesting thing to note with the Deluxe Power of the Primes assortment, there's only 13 molds, 13 distinct toys in it. There's, four waves with at least four toys each in them, but a bunch of them are rerun. There's only, like, 13 specific distinct toys coming in 2018 at that price point. Yes. That's down at least three from what we've been having on a yearly basis.
And because of the number of reuses planned in fairly early, and because of just the character selection, it strikes me as a relatively more conservative line than what we've been seeing. Because
yeah, I think so.
Like I was saying on Twitter earlier, the only Japan exclusive character so far is Metal Hawk, and that is just really
unusual. That's a $5 price point.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the word we've gotten is that Slugslinger is the only new thing for Titans Return Wave 6, and there's not going to be, like, Voyager or Legends Wave 6. Like, Slugslinger is just the end of it, and that will make 13 toys for this year's worth of Titans Return Deluxes.
Okay.
So, like, they've started, like, drawing in a little bit, so maybe beware for the future a little bit here.
Yeah.
But if it comes down to a thing of we get fewer number, but each individual toy is a little bit better quality for it, not the worst trade-off.
True. No, I'm all for that, especially since it'll save me some money.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that is the silver lining. Paladin's actually in the chat saying, what about RC? We don't know. Maybe Hascon?
That's the one thing that didn't leak today.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's...
Hascon or...
Yeah, I mean,
or Wave 6.
If nothing else, this kind of proves there's not many places for her to land except the tail end Wave 6. And as we said in the Doncast, we all know where final waves sometimes end up. And
yeah, I can tell you right now it's not going to be a Wave 6 thing because outright Slugslinger is the only remaining Titans Return toy to come out.
Yeah,
that's not just a repack.
So we can pretty much. We can pretty much say.
It's store exclusive or Hascon exclusive.
Yep.
Hello, Walgreens.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Well, again, that was one of the points I was making on the Doncast, I think. the clones and then a deluxe and a Titan Master each in a pack together. I might have been talking about this on Twitter. It would make a series of basically same price exclusives to have one after another.
Yeah.
You know, it would kind of work out if Walgreens wanted to take on however many of those they want to produce, however many sets of Deluxes and Titan Masters. I would expect at least two, because if RC's coming with Ultra Magnus, like my speculation is, that would mean the Scorponok Titan Master that got orphaned out of the Firepower set that's not happening anymore would have to have a corresponding Deluxe also.
Yeah.
So, see, there are still surprises.
Yeah, there's a few. And I mean, there will likely be a Cell series of Power of the Prime store exclusives and whatnot that we will find out later. But in terms of just general retail, this is it.
Yes, Diecast, I was getting to that. You kind of ran out of things anyway, so.
Yeah.
Okay, Diecast is complaining in the Skype chat that we need to wrap this up. It's almost as if he has somewhere better to be than sitting here talking about toys. I just don't really get it. I actually hungry. Have another podcast to do, so it's a good too. Time for me to go.
I would like to point out that, we got to take all this with a grain of salt.
Yep.
You know, it seems pretty likely that this is what we're going to see. I love this design team, and I just wish that they would have got the chance to show us the stuff that they've worked hard designing.
Yeah,
for us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think soon we need to have a conversation about what is after this trilogy series, because they've done a lot of stuff in this trilogy series. So really, like, where can they go from here?
Supposedly they have plans mapped out, at least in broad strokes, into like 2020, 2021.
Wow. But I'd like to talk about that, because I think that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Sure.
Random speculation can be a thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's easier when there isn't a
Hey,
ton
what
of
else
leaks.
Are we going to talk about? We just talked about leaks for the next year, so.
Hey, we can sit here for another hour and talk about this if you want,
okay.
Diecast.
All right, well, okay, third
What
part.
Else are you going to do, talk about Star Trek?
Okay, well, one thing. Okay, third party, you've just seen Hasbro's entire presentation for the next year. You need to wow us. This is your chance to wow us with stuff that we aren't expecting.
And don't try to top them. Do something else.
No, third party's going to announce a whole bunch of Alita ones coming
Pretenders.
Out. Six Alita ones on the way in the next 6 months.
But I'm being kind of serious here.
Yeah.
Third party has basically been given the entire Hasbro line for the next year. They can say, okay, what are they not doing? And boom, they have an end to really impress the collectors with stuff that we might not even know we want it until we see it.
Yeah, this is true.
At the same time, I do like that Hasbro's kind of pushing back against all those third-party Dinobots out there. Like the other day, I was talking about how Planet X is probably the Dinobot set I would get, if any. Well, not anymore.
Yep.
And these will be cheaper.
Yeah, a lot.
By a wide margin.
Oh my, yes.
All right, well... Thanks for listening, everybody, and thank you guys for being here for this emergency leak cast.
My pleasure.
Take care, everybody.